The Ramen Noodle, episode 107, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Acme Acne Cream, made from the most efficient natural ingredients to help your skin. Our quality product starts with hair oil, pizza rub, and bacon grease. Apply Acme Acne Cream to your face and see amazing results overnight. Get Acme Acne Cream today and see results tomorrow. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 107.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we are both proud users of Acme Acne Cream.
Awkward. It sounds like a real product. I mean, our sponsors are always completely real. Yeah. What am I talking about? How could I possibly think that they were made up just prior to the show ever?
Well, it just goes to show you that you say something and my brain goes somewhere and out pops a sponsor.
When is your brain coming back?
I don't know. It's gone fishing. Literally.
Hasn't seen mine.
If you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't either. Check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Check us out.
Blah, blah, blah. Send us feedback, funny stories, stuff. And speaking of the quality of facial skin, I want to tell you about GoToMeeting because they now have HD faces. Their faces are in high definition. Being able to see face-to-face with, see face-to-face, talk face-to-face, and collaborate face-to-face with clients and colleagues is a good thing, usually, especially so you can see their wonderful results of using skincare products. So that's why GoToMeeting is a perfect solution for you. It is really easy to set up, really quick for you and for the people joining you. They don't have to install all sorts of stuff or try and create usernames and passwords and remember all that junk. They just click your link that you send them and a little program easily installs on their computer. Then they join your meeting. You can host meetings on the fly, schedule them in advance. I recommend GoToMeeting because it's super easy. It works everywhere. You can call in with the phone, use an iPad, whatever. You can have these HD faces conversations with other faces that you might care about in your meeting. So that way you can see facial expressions, see when people are picking their nose and all sorts of things in your meeting. And you don't get this kind of stuff on a phone call conference meeting. So check out GoToMeeting because HD faces are really cool. But seriously though, seeing someone's face makes it a lot easier to talk to them. Most of the time.
Sometimes.
So you can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. Our listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for your support.
And we're so sorry that that was probably the most awkward ad you've ever received. Probably.
We've done some other strange ones. But hey, true. Our chat room is saying HD faces.
Yeah, the HD faces. It sounds like it comes with HD faces built in. So maybe you don't even have to use your own.
That's right.
That might be cool.
Our competitors only come with standard definition faces, but our faces are high definition and come in a variety of emotions.
If you don't have anyone to have a meeting with, there's even like the single player. You have a meeting with, it has a storyline and you have achievements. They're shareable online.
I've heard single player is a lot harder to win though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the random funny stuff that's happened from the last week.
That small creature said a lot of beeps.
Small creature.
I presume.
I have two things to share. And Jeremy, it sounds like you have a bunch of things to share.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, I do, actually. Excuse me. Well, some big, some small.
Well, I'm going to start.
Okay.
Because I've been doing all the talking, so might as well continue.
Go for it.
Well, first of all, this, I'm going to give a little bit of a warning to the Baptists out there. Because that's probably a strange way to start.
What is coming? Am I going to have to cut you off?
We go to a nice church that has been doing this series recently on worship and what the Bible describes worship as, and also challenging us as Christians to stop being so stuck up in rigid formalities and worship God and praise God in the way that the Bible describes to us. Now, I know there are many different interpretations of this, but here's the point of this story, is that some of the things that our pastor was encouraging us to do during this were, don't worry, no snake handling or donkey kissing or
awkward
holy roly poly laughter, trolley, whatever. But one of the things was raising hands. And the raising hands thing, he talked about how, you know, sometimes this has a certain impression on us because of other groups out there that may have abused this, or it makes us think the group might go in one direction, but they're not, or it can mean all sorts of things to all sorts of people. But he encouraged us and challenged us during a time of singing to raise our hands. And he gave us this really nice little lesson on different hand positions for people who feel they've graduated from one phase to another. It was stuff like starting out holding a little TV in front of you, then you could go widescreen, and then you could do a bunch of different things. One of them was Rocky, and then touchdown, and a bunch of stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like it's something from stuffchristianslike.com.
Going to say it might have been, because I have since seen an illustration of pretty much the same thing.
He might have gotten his idea from there. And by the way, that guy is awesome. StuffChristiansLike.com. I got his ebook recently. It was on sale. Yeah. Maybe I'll have a link if it's still on sale, but it's a hilarious book. Anyway, back to my story. Not his story, but my story.
What's with the chimp and the bug? Points to anyone who can tell me what I'm quoting. Proceed.
Raising hands presented quite a dilemma for me, who was raised in a fundamentalist, extremely conservative upbringing, independent denominational upbringing. And so to me, I couldn't even start out with holding the TV. To me, it was more like the motorcycle sign, where it's just like, instead of the hands in my pocket or the hands on the chair in front of me, I flattened my hand out and just kind of tapped the chair a little bit just to warm up to it. Then I kind of realized that, wait a minute, I'm now the awkward one because I'm not doing this and everyone else around me is doing it. And it looks like, you know, football season. Everybody's going, touchdown! Almost. So I started out with the downward hand, and my palm was flat. I know God saw that my palm was flat.
He did.
I was doing something different. And then at some point, I got up the courage to not quite do the TV, but it was more like the calm the pool water thing, where my palm was down. I hope God can forgive me for this. My palm was down, but it was about waist level. And then I got up the courage to do the, I don't know what you would call it, but I put my hand up just a little bit, not above my heart. Don't worry about that. I tried it at a slight angle. Ooh. It could maybe be the karate for Jesus angle. But then at some point I decided, yep, I'm going to go ahead and just go all the way on this, step out of my comfort zone. So I raised my hand and I was like, whoa, that's my hand up there.
What's I doing up there? You didn't hit anybody, did you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the pastor did talk about accidentally sticking his finger in someone's nose.
Yeah. One time. Yeah, that was disturbing.
I've been worried about that happening to me sometimes.
About getting a finger up your nose?
Or being accidentally slapped by someone that just really felt the spirit move in them. Just hands shoot up and I duck.
What? Oh, right.
But it was fun. It was challenging on a serious side. And I know this can be a touchy subject for some of our audience, but just recognize it's, you know.
You lost where you're going with
it's
that,
comedy. Yeah, oh, okay. That's what makes it okay.
Nice.
Jeremy, what's one of your random noodle updates?
Well, okay, so somebody came to the door today. And it was the cable company. And he mentioned, well, I don't know, we had one of those conversations. It's door to door, and like, I don't even really necessarily want to be talking right now. I have things to do. The thing is, he mentioned, or the question of how long I'd been a subscriber came up. And I think he's like, 'cause are you in your second year or something? And I was like, actually 13. And I'm thinking, I subscribed in August of 2000.
Wow.
So it's almost 13 years, right? And so I was thinking about this, and suddenly I went, oh dear, I can write the correct date on something when I need to write the date. But for several days, at least, I've been thinking somewhere in part of my mind that it was 2013. And I only just realized it today. I was counting, you know. That's easy math. If I did something in 2000, then it's been 13 years. And yeah. So it's not quite 12 years then since that time.
It's a very similar thing that I hear our friends over at the Super Secret Podcast for Young Husbands talk about, is they stumble over saying how long they've been married. Like, are you in your fifth year or have you been married for 5 years? And what does in your fifth year mean? Kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. That's an awkward way to say it. But I haven't even made it to the 12-year anniversary of my relationship with my internet service provider. So that I was saying 13 years and just rounding up to something that's more than a year away was a little scary, because I clearly thought that it was 2013. So I don't know what that means. Maybe the world's not ending this year. Maybe we're just jumping forward in time.
Well, actually, the Mayans or Chaldeans or couch potatoes or whoever it was that made the calendar said, didn't take into account leap days.
Leap days!
And
I love a good leap day.
So, and someone actually pointed this out in our chat room last time, and I had heard this before, but if they had taken into account, or because they didn't take into account leap days, the Mayan calendar actually ended several years ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are so, we dead?
We're all on the island. Or somewhere.
Don't go to Storton.
We have to find each other.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I think I found you.
Okay, we're ready to move on.
And Jenny's upstairs, right?
I think.
So you're set.
You have no son.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go cry in a corner for a while.
Let me tell you about then one of my other updates. This was a dream I had. I'm prefacing this by saying that because as soon as I say a name here, you're going to know this wasn't real. So I'm telling you ahead of time, this was a dream.
Thank you.
We host another podcast called Once Podcast over at oncepodcast.com. It's about the TV show Once Upon a Time. And one of the actresses on it is named Lana Perilla. Or Lana Perilla, actually. I think that.
Is that how you say it?
I think so. Oh. I've heard two different ways. But anyway.
We'll have to hear an official interview.
She plays the evil queen, Regina, or the mayor. Both.
I'm hearing her theme song in my head right now.
And I had a dream the other night that she came to visit the Noodle Mix Network studios. And like,
did that music play when she walked in?
Yeah, she had this smoke following behind her and some black horses.
Did you throw a sword at her?
Fitting the horses in the garage was a little weird.
Awkward.
Yeah. I threw a sword. That's what I do to telemarketers that visit the
door. Is she
door
a telemarketer wait a too? Minute.
So I had this dream that she visited us and was going to stay a few days with us, with my wife and I. And by the way, Jenny couldn't or decided not to be in the podcast tonight. I guess she didn't want to be a part of this story. But I had this dream that she had visited us and was going to spend a few days with us. So like I got to know her. We got to become friends and I took her around to Cincinnati to let her see any cool place in Cincinnati that might exist. And we were in the mall and people were like flocking around and like, oh, can we get your autograph? And so I kind of became her security guard. Now, remember, I am a black belt in karate, so I
Correct.
Can defend people. And
no doubt. You're a bodyguard to the stars now.
I can also offend people, too.
True.
Which this podcast might do to many and maybe already has.
Yeah. So if you're offended, it's because Daniel's a black belt. FYI. Yeah.
So all of these, I'm her bodyguard, basically, and it's cool. And we're like buddy-buddy and all of this. So then I wake up, and I decide to catch up on all of the other Once Upon a Time podcasts I listen to. And anytime anyone mentions Lana, I get this, oh, yeah, that's my friend kind of feeling, as if everything in my dream had happened.
That's so hilariously awkward.
And it was weird because it really felt like, oh, yeah, we're good friends now, kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
I even felt like writing it into our notes for our next Once Upon a Time episode of saying something like, yeah, the other day I was hanging out with Lana and she said this about the show.
She said, she told me how it's going to end for the season, but I can't tell you.
There's a guy in a hatch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, maybe.
Careful, I'm going to start merging into the other podcasts without even meaning to. I'm that excited about talking about it.
Jeremy, what are one of your other updates?
Okay, don't play my bumper because this did not happen in the drive-thru per se. It did happen at work. You can save the bumper. Okay. I have had some family visiting, sort of an extended visit. And I was trying to tell them about work and we were catching up and everything. And I tried to tell them some of the strange things people do when they order, the strange ways they pronounce things, the strange, just, you know, just bizarro stuff. It was hard to come up with some perfect examples. Well, they're on their way out of town this morning, and they come into where I work for breakfast. And while they're standing at the counter, a mutual friend takes somebody else's order right next to us. And it was the most beautiful example I could have asked for to offer to them. He, and if there's somehow, there's no way this guy's gonna hear it, but if you do, I'm so sorry that we're laughing a little bit at your expense. There's not really much I can do about it at this point. He walks up and he says he wants a pork wrap. And plus, he said it in a way that it sort of sounded like he said pork rind. And poor Lisa standing there trying to decipher this. And after a little back and forth, turned out he wanted a sausage breakfast burrito. That's pork, isn't it? Sure. Yeah. Sure. But, uh-huh. but a pork wrap. That's a very interesting way to order.
That makes me think of actually just an entire pig wrapped around like some lettuce and tomatoes.
I was having quite a bit of difficulty restraining my or containing my laughter, particularly since I knew that my relatives were standing there hearing the whole thing and also trying to contain their laughter after having tried to give examples of what happens when you deal with humanity at large.
Well, this is Kentucky, so pork wrap.
Pork
wrap. You just had to tell them, I'm sorry, if you want a pork wrap, then you have to go down to you know, Uncle Bob's. Pork wraps are us.
Sure, we'll go with that. Get blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that was. That was me being tired. That actually, that was tired Jeremy brain for play my bumper, please.
And now, Tales from the Drive-Thru.
This was an awkward moment inside my head. It's just a glimpse into what it is to see through my eyes. For a little brief time today, I was cashier on the drive-thru window, and a woman drives up, and there's a spider on her car. Her window's rolled down, and it's coming down the car. She has her back turned to the window. In fact, it was really strange because I said, hello, and how are you? And she didn't even turn around. She's like so busy digging through her purse for change and whatever. And I'm watching the spider come down her car toward her window, and I'm thinking, it was little, and I was thinking, I could reach out there and just brush it off the car. But at that exact moment, I know she's going to turn around and be like, what in the heck are you doing? And
I just want to feel your car. So it looks so nice.
I'm just standing there watching the spider. And then she turns around, she's handing me the money. I'm looking at the spider, kind of like half making sure that it doesn't somehow jump on her arm and
bite her, and she turn into some mutant and start spinning spider webs out of her wrists and stuff.
That might actually be cool, depending. If she like leapt through the window and aimed her wrist at us and said, give me a pork wrap now, I might be a little sad that I hadn't brushed the spider onto the ground or been bitten by the spider instead. Ooh. That I might control this power. No, let's not go down that
road. You clearly didn't think this through enough.
Not in that way. I was busy nervously watching the spider going, how big a jerk am I for not brushing it? And how big a creeper would I have been had I reached out and slapped her car? And yeah, so it was, I just watched it. I just kept an eye on it. I was kind of being protective and kind and watching to make sure I didn't need to intervene. So her arm's going right past the spider and I'm going, okay. Spider's staying on the outside. Staying on the outside. Okay, we're good. She's driving away. Don't know what happened after that. She still could have turned into mutant spider woman. She could have. So if you see news from northern Kentucky-ish, Cincinnati-ish, that there's a mutant on the loose, you'll just, you'll know.
The new, even more amazing Spider-Man was found at Mr. Cluck's chicken restaurant.
Except it wouldn't be Spider-Man. Hopefully, the genetic changes wouldn't be that dramatic because it was a woman.
Spider chicken.
Sure.
By the way, Mr. Cluck's is from Lost.
Oh, right.
That's on my mind because Jenny just finished watching Lost.
That's right. Aw, Mr. Cluck's.
Yeah. Our chat room is getting it. By the way, we do this live every... What day?
Wednesday. You're as bad as me, but only in 2013.
I was going to say Monday. We used to do it Mondays. Now we do it Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT minus 4 Global Mean Witch Time or
mean
something
witch.
Like that. Yeah.
Greenwich Mean
She's
Time.
She's a mean witch. That yeah. Daylight Saving Time.
Yeah, we switched to Wednesdays back in 2012. Mm-hmm. It's been like a year, dude.
Yeah, true. Over at noodle.mx/live. And we've got several people in the chat room with us. Doxon, Alex, Lynn.
The more I think about what you just said in reference to the time zones, the more I laugh. I'm so sorry.
JJ Lestrand, Cole Cakes, Rose is Dancing for Christ, and a few anonymouses in there. And also, Ickup Funny Colors is. That is not me being drunk. That's the name.
Ickup Funny Colors. Oh my.
Imagine if you really had that for a name.
And I wish to learn the identity of Cole Cakes because he or she keeps making references to old episodes of this show, but I don't recognize that name. So that's a mystery you'll have to come to the chat room, perhaps, to learn.
Maybe.
The answer to. Because you've just learned the mystery here.
Maybe someone has gone back and found the missing episodes.
You're a mean one, Mr.
There are three episodes.
Why am I singing that?
Special trivia here. Three episodes that have been recorded and haven't been released.
Three?
Yeah.
You've been, like, wasting my work?
No. One of them didn't have you.
Oh. Oh, right. Right, two of them did. One of them I know about.
Yeah, but you don't know the other two. So if anyone can ever figure out what those episodes were, then there would be a surprise for you. But you won't, so don't try. Any other random noodle updates?
What just happened, but everybody knows that, so I'm not going to repeat it all. Because you offered a prize and it could have been anything. It could have been really, really great. But actually, it was an unattainable prize. So really, it could even not even exist and it would be okay. But I don't even know, because that might be a lie. Even though it was unattainable, the fact that you offered it, even though it doesn't exist, could be kind of construed as a lie. Uh-huh. So that just happened.
Speaking literally. Of Teenage Mutant Ninja Spiders.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We... I think I just let my frog out of my throat. That's the bad thing about drinking soda while podcasting. Awesome. Weird noises can just pop out. Hold on, let me stuff this frog back in my throat.
Ew, why do you eat those things?
I don't. I just swallow them.
Oh.
I don't eat them.
I never knew. Them. I always wondered what was with the frog and leaving.
This came in from Alex. Sent us this email. Dear Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny, while in the chat room in episode 106, I'm typing this about 3 minutes afterward.
Ooh.
You said something about ghetto homeschooling.
So that was last year, right?
Yes. Okay. Last year, 2012. And I have to tell you about ghetto Spock. I guess he does the live long and prosper, yo.
He keeps his hand down. He hasn't broken out of his shell enough yet to put the live long and prosper hand all the way up.
During drama one day, we were going to play a pantomime game in which you would send four people into the hallway and come up with a clue sort of thing. The board game. He capitalizes it, so it's a proper noun.
And I know this game. And then you lock the door and you refuse to let them in no matter how hard it rains until they guess the clue.
Yes. And you leave them with a candlestick and...
lead pipe.
Yeah. And you tell them either fix the plumbing or kill each other.
You tell them go visit the conservatory and the library and the study and come back when you've got a good story.
He continues with his story. You would choose a person who would die. Wow. I predicted this accurately.
I know. I wasn't even going to go there.
You would choose a person who would die, a place the person would die, and why? Then you would have one person act these things out in pantomime with one of the people who were sent outside in the room. After that, the person would act it out to another person, who would act it to the next person, who would act it out to the third person, who would act it out to the fourth person, who would attempt to guess who died, when, where, and how.
It's like the telephone game mystery.
Yeah, or the telephone game for the hearing impaired.
Gosh.
Closed caption version. Actually, you could have the handwriting game where you write a phrase and someone next to you has to rewrite it in their handwriting. It'd be great game for doctors.
Yes, for doctors.
First, I suggested that the person be Spock. Everyone liked that. Then Henry, I don't know who Henry is, but then Henry suggested that he died at the swimming pool. Most people liked that. Then Trey suggested that he died because of a Speedo. Oh, no my. One liked that.
Nor do I.
Then Calvin, not Clavin, same person, just a typo. So thank you for clarifying what? That. That is vital information that we needed to know. That his name really was Calvin, not Clavin. Because good. When I see Calvin and Hobbes, I'm thinking it's Clavin and Hobbes. No. If I was Jerry Lewis, I'd be like, hey, it's Clavin and Hobbes. No,
really?
That's not at all
I don't know
Jerry
what's
Lewis
happening
sounds.
Right now.
Then Calvin suggested that he died because of a coin. For some reason, everyone, including the teacher, liked that. Oh, yes, that's brilliant. He died because of a coin. These are brilliant children. Prodigies.
Prodigies.
I think dying because of a Speedo makes more sense dying because of a...
And we have a title contestant.
It sounds like the name of one of those mystery stories where you have to keep asking questions.
It kind of does.
There was a Speedo and he died. How did he die?
Well, he was stoned. I mean, what?
We decided that Kolb, also known as Richard, should act it out. He did everything perfectly, including the live long and prosper. He did it for Emily, who did it perfectly. Then Jonah got it and did it perfectly too. But Megan was third and got it, but failed to do the symbol correctly. She got the placement of the fingers right, but she pointed her hand downwards and at an angle. When Evan tried to guess, he couldn't. Our teacher gave him some hints, and then he said, okay, it was Spock, but the way she did it, it was more like ghetto Spock. Love your show, Alex.
Very nice. Thank you. Ghetto Spock.
Yes.
So apparently this girl was not a Star Trek fan.
And ghetto Spock probably wears like a... snow hat on his head, just though above his ears, so that his little pointy ears can stick out.
Little pointy ears, you make him sound like Vulcans are actually Santa's elves.
They are. It's really? Only logical.
Oh my gosh. Actually, you're correct. Vulcans have been living on Earth for years. They masquerade as Santa's elves, which are also real, of course.
Uh-huh. And Vulcans make Soylent Green. And then I'm going to save this other feedback for next time.
You can just save it.
Okay. It has been saved. But we do have this. Noodles in the news. This is where we don't really talk about actual noodles in the news, but it just kind of fits because the whole ramen noodle theme, noodles.
Yeah.
It sounds cute, so it
Part
works.
Of the show where we read strange and irritating little articles that are funny at the beginning and by the end, just pathetic.
I saw this story on Mashable.com, and there's a video that goes along with it. The video does not transition well into audio, but it is kind of interesting to do. And this is something I've thought about trying once. So let me tell you about this video and how brilliant this is. A couple friends got together and decided to go into the mall. And
that is brilliant. Whoever does that?
That's hilarious. I mean,
going with friends to the mall.
Yeah. First, they had to make themselves not look like they were going to Walmart, too. You ever notice the differences from people who shop at the mall compared to people who shop at Walmart?
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's like night and...
Yes.
And nightmare kind of thing.
Yeah. And sometimes you're not sure which is which, but it just depends.
So these friends went into a mall, and their goal was to make people at the mall think they were famous.
Oh, they had to try? I mean, that just happened with me.
So I don't quite know how they did this, but they got some random friends around in the mall to do this. And pretty soon they started attracting a crowd around them. And this guy is nobody at all.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
But he was introducing himself to people, and his name was Thomas... I can't remember the full name, but...
Kincaid. Oh, wait.
No. And he started signing names in weird hidden places on the house. And this guy, I think it was Thomas Kelly. I can't remember, but it's in the video. People were believing this, and they started bringing up babies and having their picture with him and their babies and getting him to hold babies. And everyone's following him, and girls are swarming around this guy, just thinking, oh, this is some famous actress or actor. Whoops.
I don't think that's probably what he was going for.
Got the famous part. Totally messed up the gender part.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have worn the dress today.
Oh, jeez.
But he's a nobody, but people started thinking he was in the Hunger Games, or what? Maybe he was in Harry Potter or other recent movie. And so all these girls were swarming around him, getting his signature. And their idea was that after this happened, they would read the tweets about it and see if anyone tweeted. And sure enough, some people did. And they said things like that this, they said, some famous guy's here in the mall and girls are swarming around him. Who is this guy? And stuff like white girls are going crazy around.
White girls are going crazy. Awkward.
Yeah, kind of. That's racist.
Racially awkward.
Whenever you mention someone's color of their skin. Thomas Elliot was his name. And some people thought he was from Spider-Man. And he's nobody. Though.
I love how you say, he's nobody. He's not famous. Nobody's nobody.
Nobody's listening. So maybe he's listening to us. We're famous because Thomas Elliot's listening.
No.
And
he's nobody. Are you kidding?
Mall security even came, not to escort him out or talk to him or anything, just to escort him and just help make sure that everything was okay, that he wasn't being pestered or anything. So he's walking around.
Like, but here's the thing. I can't find my limo. I think it was stolen. On your watch. Fix this.
Yeah. Mall cop. Dumb movie, actually.
Oh, never seen it. Didn't know it was a movie.
Oh, yeah. Kind of dumb. My brother in Outlaw likes it. So he goes through, and even girls even give him their phone number.
Yikes.
Because, like, I guess that's what girls do around someone famous. And again, this is nobody. And everyone is just swarming around him because they think.
How did they start? How did he start popular. It?
He, I didn't get to see exactly how it started, but it sounded like what he did is he and a couple friends, like he would walk around and a couple friends would just formally follow behind him. And then he had some other friends placed in the mall who would run up and just be like, oh my gosh, can I get your signature? And that caused other people to swarm. And
we should try this.
And then rumors started of, oh, I think he's from Hunger Games and all of this.
That's amazing.
It's a funny video. You got to check it out. We'll have it in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/107. I do not recommend doing this yourself, but then again, I wish I did it first. I've had this idea before of making people think I was famous.
I'm not hung up on being first, and I don't necessarily listen to your recommendations, so I'm safe. I can go try this.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, that's all that we have time for today, because we got to get on to Once Upon a Time. And my friend Lana is in it, so.
So you wouldn't want to disappoint her by not giving a good review of the episode.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, I'm Facebook friends with several of the cast. Aww. Now. Mm-hmm.
They're probably
makes
fakes.
Me feel special.
I'm sorry, but they're probably fakes.
No, actually, I think
they probably just got other Facebook friends to pretend that they were someone famous.
They're Vulcans pretending to be actors from Once Upon a Time.
Or just actresses.
Now, one person here in the chat room, JJ Lestrand, shared something I want to share. He says, when I worked at a mall in Cincinnati, one of my coworkers was a former radio, quote, star. People would recognize his voice and talk about his show. Some teenage girls overheard it and asked very excitedly about him. Another coworker said, yeah, he was on AM in the 70s. The girls just said, oh, and walked away.
Wow. People are so vain.
Yeah. He's got an amazing voice. I want to marry him. Oh, he's that old? Never mind.
Oh, he's not famous now. It wouldn't be impressive if I told my friends I met him. Oh, my gosh.
We'd love to hear your funny stories, suggestions for noodleisms and noodles in the news and other stuff that you see out on the internet or out in life or in your mind, a crazy place that would be. But this is a crazy podcast, so please send that stuff to us. feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and get the show notes for this episode at /107. Or when you're on the site, click the send a voice message tab and record a message just straight from your computer. You can also follow both of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy, middle initial withheld Laughlin, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon. That is spelled, in case you were wondering, Phlegon.
You know, you probably should register it, Phlegone, just in case people try and follow you there.
It's ridiculous.
You'll find out it's hosted already by someone out there selling some kind of flea removal product.
Oh, come on.
Flea gone.
Oh my gosh.
By Johnson & Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. So check out the show notes and this link that I mentioned in the video and stuff over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Jeremy, any last words?
Nope.
Good, because I like it when you don't have last words.
I know.
So follow us on Twitter and all of that fun stuff and send us your funny stories or suggestions or things that you find or anything funny like that. And remember that next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening. I want to challenge you. Put your hands up in the air during this song. You can do the widescreen TV or like the full touchdown, but just, you know, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Yeah, right now. You, right now. Put your hands up while you're driving. It'll be funny. The Ramen Noodle is an embarrassed member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like this one over at, and even better than this one, over at noodle.mx.
Nice. And if people are putting their hands up during the theme song, what are they worshiping? That was cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.